News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
FAI have confirmed that no tickets are going to be sold to Irish fans for the upcoming UEFA Nations League games against Israel. Ireland's so-called home game, of course, is going to take place behind closed doors on October 4th. And some tickets will be sold to Israel fans for their home match on September 27th. Text to say, would have loved to go to the game, but unfortunately we have too many virtue signalers in this country pumping out their chests at a cause that will not affect Israel or Palestine in the slightest. Well, one of the people who probably fits in this texter's view of virtue signalers is Keith Tracy, former Irish international, who has spoken to us on many occasions about the issue of Ireland playing Israel. Keith, would you be happy to see that there will be no Irish fans at the game?
I would be happy, Anton, I have to be honest, and that's just because of the safety concerns around the game. I think when the reasoning behind having no fans at the game, I think UEFA said operational challenges, safety concerns led to this decision. And I totally understand that. I take that on board, given everything that's happening in the world. But how come the players aren't in the same bracket as the fans? So it's too dangerous for fans to travel, but not dangerous for players. I don't quite understand that logic at all.
On the topic of the players, what will it be like during the what is now the sort of the quasi away leg, because there isn't really a home leg, when there are Israeli fans but no Irish in the stadium?
Yeah, ridiculous. Again, it's another one that UEFA must be looking at and think, well, Ireland can't play their home game in Dublin because of, you know, I think the FAI feared a backlash and maybe a protest and everything surrounding the game. So we've got to travel 2,000 kilometres away to Serbia. We're going to have no games in a very, very small stadium. And then we're hearing that Israel will have their fans in their home leg in Hungary, which, you know, in terms of sport integrity, are looking and thinking, well, how is that happening? How are they having fans and we're not having fans and we've got to travel 2,000 kilometres for our home game when, you know, really, this, you know, the only reason we're not having the game in Dublin is because the FAI fear some sort of fan backlash, which I do believe would happen if it was to be hosted in Dublin. So I just feel like we're being kicked here and we're down. And look, I understand everything that's happening in the world, but Ireland here want to try and win a couple of games of football, and it's been made extremely, extremely difficult. I know in the grand scheme of things, Anton, trying to win a game of football is not the biggest thing in the world. But, you know, I just feel, you know, we're the ones being punished here when we haven't really done an awful lot wrong.
Although presumably, Keith, when you look at the position of the FAI and now UEFA, it looks like the deal is done. It's a fait accompli. This is the way it's going to be.
Yeah, this is the way it's going to be. But I also don't like, look, UEFA over the last week or so, given everything that's happened with FIFA under Infantino, UEFA have been getting a couple of pats on the back, given how strong their stance is with FIFA. But the way they've conducted themselves in this instance with Ireland and Israel, I mean, they've sort of half threatened us as well. You mean, I'm not quite sure of the repercussions if we say we're not playing this game against Israel. We've been half threatened with the Euro 2028 stuff not being a host. We've been half threatened with financial fines. We've been half threatened with a relegation to League C and the Nations League, which, look, Ireland at the minute, you know, we're starting to get back to a bit of confidence on the pitch. Financially, we're over 30 million in debt, so we can't afford another financial hit. We can't afford not to be part of the Euro 2028 when we're going to be one of the hosts. And we don't want our Irish teams in Europe, i.e. Shamrock Rovers, Shelbourne, Boas, you know, being hit in terms of that competition. So those type of half-hearted threats, we're not sure if they're real, we're not sure if they're not. I think they've put the FAI off and they thought, well, we just can't afford not to play this game. And I think if we were in a more financial, stable setting, if we were a bigger powerhouse in terms of European football, I think maybe we could stand up. But it just seems like whatever we do here, UEFA are just going to plough on. And I have to be honest, Anton, I'm quite surprised with Austria and Kosovo, the two teams who are in our Nations League group who will also play Israel. They're extremely quiet. And I would have thought the FAI would have got a hold of the Austrian FA and possibly the Kosovo SA and thought, how are we going to go about this as a group?
Provide a bit of solidarity.
Yeah, I think there would be power in numbers rather than as individuals.
Keith, appreciate your time. Keith Tracy there, former Republic of Ireland international.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.